Good morning. We've arrived at Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, this morning we start with President Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, who was sentenced to 3 years in prison yesterday after saying he took full responsibility for his actions while at the same time blaming the president, basically saying he was blindly loyal to Donald Trump.
You know, David, I don't see how this comes out well for the president. I mean, at very, very least, you have the top fixer who went to the women, denied by the president, who paid off. You have a deal coming now with Mr. Pecker of the National Enquirer Group, who has taken a deal that they won't get prosecuted, but they will say what was going on and how it was happening. And so you have Manafort, you have the whole thing, and we don't know a thing from Mueller. Yesterday on the roundtable, we had a very interesting discussion involving whether or not the president ought to be impeached now. What nonsense. You haven't even got the Mueller report out. It's probably going to say a great deal more than we know. The answer is, if in fact there's evidence, he should be impeached, no question about it. But, you know, in my mind, there is a political aspect to this, too. We saw that the House of Representatives turned blue. I expect that both the presidency and the Senate will turn blue also. And so it is all going along. You know, you only get one bite of this apple. That's the thing. If you impeach him now, and I think that would be a huge mistake, but if you tried to do it now, you could probably get the votes, most of the votes in the new Congress, but you certainly won't in the Senate. And then what are you going to do, impeach him again and again, best 2 out of 3? That isn't going to happen. So as far as I'm concerned, that's where we are. This is all very bad news for this president. He's apparently seething. You know, David, one of the things that I wonder about is he in touch? Does he have any sense of what's happening here? We get so-called reports, and that's in quotation marks, out of the White House saying he's seething. You got to wonder who puts those reports out, that he's sitting there and he's seething and he's calling Cohen a liar and watching television. But it's too early to move precipitously and not ruin the whole thing.
The head of Britain, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has survived a leadership challenge. But as the Times points out, Brexit plan is still in peril.
She's on the top of my who would I want to be this morning list. You got to admit, that woman has real guts, and she has really shown herself to be quite adept at handling this kind of thing. Nevertheless, the votes simply aren't there for the Brexit deal. And there were so many people who voted against her in this crucial vote that you can see where all of those people who have problems with the Brexit deal are. Right now, nobody's budging, not the European Union and not her. And she says, Mrs. May, that she's got to get some more out of the European Union. Maybe they'll give her something because they don't want to see this thing interrupted. Maybe they'll give her something, David, but I have my doubts about it. Right now, they want to see Great Britain stay in, and they'll do anything in their power to make that happen, including saying that they're welcome to come back, which their court just did. So from what I'm watching, this is right now one of the great crises that Great Britain has ever gone through.
Thursday is Media Project Day. We record that program in the morning here on WAMC. The media story for our discussion, Alan, Voice of America, a trusted news source abroad, says the Times braces for a shift to the right. At risk from recent missteps, President Trump could impose his own vision of news on the agency that oversees the government network.
Well, remember, David, this is the same guy who says he wants his own basic network, national network, because he's so angry at CNN and MSNBC. And one of the reasons you never want to let the government run the news is exactly this, because they will put their own slant on it. Look at Russia. Look at Duterte in the Philippines. Look at all of these guys. When they get their hands on the news, it gets to be something that is very different than what people need, which is a critical, and I don't mean this always mean, but critical look at the way in which government is functioning.
From there, Alan, to Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, who we're reading apparently has been making deals while working for the president.
Always surprised. I mean, I don't know what the particulars are here, but I do know that Giuliani has earned a place at my 3 top worst people list, and he's doing nothing to change that.
Democratic State Senator Michael Giannaris. He is a Democrat. Queens. In fact, Queens is where the Amazon headquarters is supposed to be built. We've seen a lot of pushback, most notably from Giannaris, who was out on CNBC saying that it's not New York's responsibility to provide billions of dollars to Amazon.
Well, of course he's going to say that, David, because the fact is he represents that group. Now, imagine you're a constituent living over there, and all of a sudden, because Amazon is coming, your rent is going to be raised. You are really under the gun. It's going to cost you a lot more. Public transportation in your area will probably be messed up one way or the other. I talked to the governor about the L train to Brooklyn, which is not there. But constituents are really angry about the way the MTA is being handled right now. And so I can only suggest that Mike Gianaris is doing what any good representative would do. He's saying, what is it that people are angry about in my district? And I'm going to back them up.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Thank you, David.